Episode 310, the Grow Great Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. It's about your leadership. Today, let's talk about the power of yet. In a minute. That is a teenager's favorite phrase when asked to do something by their parents. And as parents, we understand that if we do not continue to insist, the proverbial minute will never arrive. Our kids will never get around to taking out the trash or whatever other chores we are asking them to do. Yet is a different sentiment. It's not the equivalent of in a minute. In a minute is about procrastination. Yet is about the process of achievement. And yet is powerful. It denotes that achievement and accomplishment just haven't happened yet. But it also expresses confidence that they will come to pass. We simply have to continue pressing toward the goal. Now, it can also be a crutch. It can be a crutch when it's merely an excuse for failure. Lately, I've been thinking quite a lot about this word because I hear it often used in both contexts, as an excuse and as a statement that a person is still working hard toward a target. Now, the optimistic part of me, which is obviously the bigger part of me, focuses on the progress made or the progress that is attempting to be made. I'm happy to give folks the benefit of the doubt that when they use the word yet, they're putting forth solid effort to reach whatever goal they have set. Have you reached your sales goal this week? Not yet. The power of yet is measured in whatever effort is being put forth to reach the goal. That's the power of yet. It's the declaration that in time we will reach it. Only the pompous are able to judge the timing of success and achievement. We can't. Mere mortals, we are unable to do that. It takes however long it takes. And it happens when it happens. And mostly only after great effort. The real power of yet is in what follows, a sentiment that sometimes is expressed and sometimes it's just implied. And that sentiment very simply is, but I will. I haven't done it yet, but I will. And it's, again, it's not a procrastination excuse. It simply is an affirmation of our commitment, and we're hearing ourselves reinforce our determination. And we're just going to keep on pushing. Important matters of the mind. And it's really critical that we keep the mindset that pushes us forward and that we don't give up. As a business leader, you have a responsibility to your team to make sure that every single member embraces the optimistic idea of yet while refusing to embrace it as an excuse for failure. Now, we could talk about you and we could talk about how this has an impact in your life, and it certainly does. I'm going to trust you to make application to your own life and instead today focus on your responsibility to your team, to your people. Well, how? How can you do this? Step one, review what actions have been taken and measure the results. Now, keep in mind, wishes don't have actions. Hopes do. So we're not wishing for success. We are hoping for success. And hope means that we're doing something to achieve and make that hope a reality. If members of your team are hoping to achieve something specific, then it necessarily means they are doing something to move toward that achievement. Okay, well, what things are they doing? What things are they doing and how are those things working out? Step number two, are they taking enough of the right actions? Help them figure that out. Be a profitable sounding board so that your team members can individually and collectively figure out if they are taking the appropriate actions and then figure out if they're doing enough of them. You know, sometimes we take an action, but we fail to do it enough. A salesperson can make sales calls consistently, but failure can result because, well, she's not making enough sales calls every single day. Step number three, figure out what's working and what isn't. Not all actions are created equally, and you owe it to your team member to help them figure out what actions are working best. Don't issue commands. Instead, help them arrive at the conclusions that will drive higher chances for success. the truth is, there are some things that are going to work better than others. Well, historically, what have those been? Help them figure this out. Step number four, ask them what commitment they would like to make in order to adjust to a more effective course of action. Now, again, we're talking about people who they haven't achieved their goal yet, but they will, and they will with your help. We could probably word this step four like this. What would you like to do to accelerate toward the goal? Now, this is where the team member has got to commit to their own plan. And steps one, two, and three will likely produce multiple answers and give a person a variety of choices that they could make. Help them reason through the strengths and the weaknesses of these options, and then let them decide the option they think will best help them reach the goal. This step, step number four, it really answers the question, now what will I do? Now what will I do? I haven't reached the goal yet, so now what am I going to do? And these need to be specific action items that the person is willing to undertake, a commitment they are willing to make to themselves and to the achievement. Step number five, agree on a time frame. When would they like to reach the next milestone toward the goal? Now again, let them commit to a specific time frame. These actions should be intentionally fairly short term toward a longer term objective. So think days or weeks here, not months. Review the commitment made by the team member. And it might go something like this. Beginning tomorrow, then you're saying that you're going to commit to make a minimum of 20 calls and be at 90% of your monthly goal by the 22nd of the month. See, specifics. You need to be specifics. They matter. Step number six, be their accountability partner. Now, simple, easy tactics are required here. This isn't a police action, but it is a service that your team members deserve. So you need to reiterate, as the leader, you need to reiterate that you just have one objective here, and that is to help them achieve the goal. And it could go something like this. Listen, at the end of the day, at the end of every day, text me two numbers. Text me the number of calls that you made that day, along with the actual conversations that you had. So you're just going to text me two numbers at the end of the day. I don't need any explanation. And by doing that, I'm going to help hold you accountable to the very thing that you've committed that you would like to do. Step number seven, make real-time adjustments together. Agree together that if adjustments are necessary, then you're going to make those adjustments and you're going to do it quickly in real time. For instance, if 20 daily calls, if that isn't resulting in increases that will likely help you reach the goal, then we're going to agree together to increase them to what? 25 daily calls? Remember, the goal is to help them hit their target. You're making a full commitment to them to help them do what they must do so they can achieve success. Their failure is going to be your failure. Their success is going to be your success. You're in this together. But together, you're both going to commit to the power of yet. It's not over until it's over. So until then, the work continues with the diehard belief that success just hasn't happened yet. But it will. And it will because we're putting forth the actions necessary to bring it about. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. And let's do this again later. See you.